Hi, my name is Moya Brennan, the singer with Clannad.
Hey, it's Gregory Porter.
This is Skeeter Davis.
Hello, we're the Fabulous Thunderbirds. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Fred.
I'm Kim.
I'm Preston.
We want to wish you a very happy holiday.
This is Ingrid Michaelson. You are listening to The Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler. Welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I had another episode that I was ready to release when I heard the news that Moya Brennan had passed away, and I wanted to take a moment to talk about her and her music, especially her Christmas music. By the way, the life and music of Moya Brennan is just one of many topics that I am not an expert on. Much of what follows I discovered while putting together this episode. I just found that she was even more amazing than I thought, and I thought she was pretty amazing to start with. And I wanted to share what I knew and what I learned with, of course, a focus on her Christmas music. Moya was an Irish folk singer, songwriter, harpist, and philanthropist. She began performing professionally in 1970 when her family formed the band Clannad. They gained international attention with the song Theme from Harry's Game in 1982. It was a top five hit in Ireland and the UK, and it was top 20 in Sweden and the Netherlands. It was re-released about 10 years later when it was used in the 1992 thriller Patriot Games. For me, Clannad got on my radar in 1986 when their song In a Lifetime featured Bono from U2 and started getting airplay on MTV. Steve Perry and Bruce Hornsby appeared, not together, on their 1987 album, Sirius. They weren't the second coming of U2, as some VJ on MTV had suggested, and I kind of lost track of them. Maybe I just hadn't developed a taste for the Celtic sound they had. And international music was not nearly as accessible as it is today. I did not know that Moya was known as the First Lady of Celtic Music, a title that came into being sometime between my introduction to Clannad on MTV and Moya's first Christmas album in 2005, An Irish Christmas. From an interview around the release of that album, Moya said, "I've been involved in a number of other people's Christmas projects in recent years, but I wanted to capture a truly Celtic Christmas feeling. It's always important to bring the meaning of Christmas to the lore. It is the essence of what I believe in, and the album offers both celebration and reflection on that familiar theme." End quote. The result, in my humble opinion, is a beautiful album that will demand your attention. This is not background music. If you aren't familiar with Moya or this album, I beg you to give it a listen, even in April. You will not be sorry. And since you're listening to this podcast, you obviously already love Christmas music, and I'm pretty sure you will love this album too. Carol of the Bells, Deck the Halls, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, Gabriel's Message, Joy to the World, just a few of the tracks I consider real standouts. And as far as the Christmas projects of others that Moya had been involved with, here's what I've been able to find, though it wouldn't surprise me if there were more. In 1997, with Clannad, she released the single Christmas Angels. She performed with the Chieftains on Silent Night, A Christmas in Rome in 1999. Moya also performed Fairy Tale of New York with Ronan Keating on his album The Way You Make Me Feel in 2000. That same year, she performed Rose of Bethlehem for a collection called One Silent Night. Moya released a second Christmas album just a couple years ago. The title of it is in Gaelic and translates to An Irish Christmas, which was the name of her previous Christmas album. This one consists of newly recorded versions of several songs that were featured on that earlier release, alongside some new ones, including the first single, I Still Believe. This is another beautiful release, and again, you won't be sorry if you listen to it right now, even though it's April. What else can I tell you about Moya? She performed with so many amazing artists over the years, including Shane McGowan, Robert Plant, Joe Jackson, Michael Crawford, Michael McDonald, and Alan Parsons, just to name a few. Moya and Clannad are credited with the creation of contemporary Celtic music and are held in high esteem for their vast contribution to bringing new life to old Irish songs. They brought the Irish language into popular culture through their music. U2 singer Bono said of her voice, quote, "I think Moya has one of the greatest voices the human ear has ever experienced," end quote. As I mentioned in the beginning, Moya is also known as a philanthropist. Here's just a few of the incredible things that she was a part of. In 1985, she, along with her band members in Clannad, donated their song Almost Seems Too Late to Turn to Children in Need, becoming the British Charity Appeal's first official single. In 1986, she performed alongside Bono, Bob Geldof, and Krista Berg for Self Aid, an unemployment benefit concert held in Dublin. Moya and Clannad have long been supporters of Amnesty International and contribute a single to that organization. With Clannad, Moya recorded numerous songs about the needed protection of the landscapes in Ireland and the devastation of pollution around the world. She was a goodwill ambassador to Christian Blind Mission Ireland. In that capacity, she traveled to Congo and Rwanda. She also traveled to Belize for the opening of a school for abused children. She performed various concerts in aid of charities and groups that work to rehabilitate those affected by drug addiction and alcohol dependency. She also recorded the official song for Ireland's 2008 Olympic team, Green to Gold. In 2020, Moya was part of an Irish collective of female singers and musicians called Irish Women in Harmony that re-recorded a version of Dreams in aid of the Safe Ireland charity that deals with domestic abuse. One other thing, I didn't know where else to put this, so I thought I'd just tack it on here. Moya was one of 9 children, and while a few of her siblings were part of Clannad with her, one of her sisters left the group in 1982 to pursue her own music career. Her name is Enya. Oh, Moya has a Bandcamp page, and I'm going to put links in the show notes to both of her Christmas albums there, so you can click on those and check out her songs and then buy them. I'm pretty sure you're going to want to. Anyway, I just wanted to share what I could about Moya Brennan and offer up my gratitude for the amazing musical legacy she has left for us, including 2 beautiful Christmas albums. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast, and I'll put a link to that down in the show notes too, so you can just click on that, find your favorite site, click on over, then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.